Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm talking about our latest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time. This is a collection of stories about making that all important time for yourself and personal care and finding the right equilibrium and work-life balance. You know, me time is different for everyone. For some people, it means an hour a day for exercising. For others, it might mean reading or taking a class or meditating. For some people, it means seeing a friend, and for others, it means seeing nobody. And today I'm going to talk about how you can figure out what kind of me time will work for you and how sometimes that truth is staring you in the face and you don't even realize it. So Kat Gottlieb is an example of this. She knew that she needed to take some me time for herself, but she didn't know what kind of me time she wanted. She knew that some people recommended meditation, so she tried that. But she couldn't even do it for 10 minutes. She was just waiting for it to end so that she could stop. So then she tried having tea, you know, tea time. And she envisioned sitting across from a dear friend and sipping from delicate cups and nibbling tiny sandwiches. But she couldn't do that either. She never used her fancy tea set or her shelf full of teas. And she rejected being pampered also. Bubble baths, spa time, scented things, none of that worked for her. She tried increasing her exercise because that's a very popular kind of me time. But she was already exercising and the last thing she wanted was more exercise. So after a week of doing that, she stopped that. And then she was annoyed with herself because she was trying all these different popular kinds of me time. And these were recommended by so many people. And she was just tired of trying to find her me time like it was a homework assignment. So she sat on her front porch with her two dogs and she watched the bees buzzing around and the birds and the other animals in her yard. And she chastised herself for wasting time doing that instead of actively going out and finding her me time. And then, of course, she had an epiphany because me time is whatever is right for you and no one can tell you what yours should be. And it turned out, of course, that Kat had been engaging in self-care and work-life balance, and having a healthy amount of me time just by sitting on her front porch with the dogs and enjoying nature. So Kat, who had just become an empty nester, says, "I think back to all those busy years when I did not take a moment to appreciate our intricate natural world. Even when I rushed to make the 5 o'clock yoga class to learn how to stretch and ground myself, the earth's bounty was dancing outside the door. Now I realize that me time is highly overrated if it makes me feel more pressure to fit one more thing into my schedule, especially if it takes away from the time I would have to simply be."
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the, we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So Kat found that her best form of me time was what she was already doing, and that was enjoying nature. That's a very common theme in Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time, that rediscovery of nature and the joys of just being outside and looking at the trees and the birds and feeling part of a larger world. That's probably one of the things that a lot of us noticed during the pandemic, that enjoyment of nature right outside our own homes. Now, Jill Keller, Light Cat, was another person who knew that she needed to carve out some me time in her busy life. She'd been so busy for a decade, being a housewife and a mom and cooking and homeschooling and running a volunteer organization and freelance writing too. Well, she was exhausted and running on empty, and she tried to find her own form of self-care, but it made her feel even more stressed because then she had to go and do some new thing like putting on nail polish. So she started reading at night, but she'd read two pages and fall asleep, or a child would interrupt her, or the dog would interrupt her. And then one of her favorite days of the whole year arrived. It was the day of her library's giant book sale. And you know that one where you can go to the library and buy like best-selling hardcovers for a dollar once they've had their run. Well, she never missed the sale, and she usually came home with 100 books. She says, "My husband and I were first in line with an hour to wait as the workers chatted in front of us. They said this was the last year. After more than 25 years, the people who ran the library sale would be retiring. No one had stepped up to take their place." Well, this was really upsetting to Jill because she loved this sale and looked forward to it all year. And working at the library had actually been a lifelong dream of hers, but she still had to put me time on her schedule. She knew that. So she couldn't go and do volunteer work at the library as well. And then she heard her husband say, "My wife is interested in volunteering to run the book sale." And that was it. Before she knew it, Jill was signed up and she was going two or three times a week to sort books and organize the library's basement. Jill was very excited. She loved touching books and organizing them and revisiting the ones she'd read and loved. And of course, she ended up realizing this was her form of me time. She says, "Getting alone time out of the house in the place I've loved since I was 11 years old and handling hundreds of books at a time has become the perfect self-care I never knew I needed. By taking on the library job, I get a peaceful start to my day, relaxed, excited. On the days I don't go, I'm eager to wake up the next day and think about what amazing books are waiting for me. I always heard that self-care looks different for everyone. Mine just happens to look like a 100-year-old dingy library basement covered in books." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time, where you're sure to get some ideas for your own perfect form of self-care, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there. You can read the front cover and back cover, and you will find the book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Amazon. If you want to read stories from this book, you can sign up for our daily newsletter and get a free story emailed to you every day. There will be lots of stories from this book and our other new books. Just head to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the newsletter sign up option. You can also follow me on Twitter, where my handle is @AmyNewmark, and you'll see links to our free stories and this podcast. Our next episode is about something else that you can do for yourself. It's called "It's Not Too Late to Bring the Romance Back," and it's about two couples who found their way back to their spark after decades of being married. What they did will actually work for everyone.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.